You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We're continuing our special hour-long show about McCall. It's a community dealing with a severe affordable housing shortage. To learn more about how McCall's housing crisis is different and yet similar to what the town experienced before COVID-19, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Diane Cushlin. She and her husband split their time between Boise and McCall. They own Cushlin Associates. It's a company that focuses on the many challenges facing local governments. Let's take a listen to that conversation.
Can you talk a bit, even anecdotally, about where you might see McCall is in 2021?
You know, McCall is really a cusp of change. Mm-hmm. And it's been happening slowly over the last probably 20 years or so, at least since the last recession, it's been happening. But I think the COVID, that experience really has propelled it. I think everyone was shocked last summer by the number of visitors that we had. It doesn't seem this summer there's quite as many. And I think it was because last summer, people just did not have anywhere else to go. And they looked for something close and accessible, and McCall just really was the target for a lot of that. And I think that sort of opened people's eyes up to, wow, this could be our future with increasing visitors. The other thing that has happened and has been, again, stimulated by the COVID is this general migration of people who can afford it to come to high amenity communities in the Intermountain West, like McCall, and they're able to work there as well as live there. And that's been happening for some time, but I think COVID really pushed people to seek those places out. The other dynamic is certainly the number of second homes that are being built, and they are increasingly a higher percentage of the total housing units in the community. That too has been happening for a long time, and that's happening more quickly now. The general good condition of the economy has really stimulated a lot of home building, and most of that home building is happening at the high-end second home market.
And to that end, you're a member of the City of McCall Housing Advisory Committee, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
What can you tell us about that? What are you considering?
Well, the committee was just formed less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. And the City of McCall has done a really good job of trying to stay ahead of the housing affordability issue. They had a housing needs assessment done in 2018 as part of their comprehensive plan, so they could have a better sense of what the issues were, what the challenges were, and what the future might hold. And so after that, they implemented a number of measures to try to address the affordable housing issue. Probably the most significant one was the ability for builders who dedicate, in terms of deed restrictions, what we call local housing, housing that is for people who work in the community or are over 65 years of age or have some disability, that developers that dedicate that local housing receive a $10,000 bonus or incentive, mm-hmm, from the city toward infrastructure to pay down fees that they might otherwise have to pay to the city. So that was a really a major step. We also made a number of regulatory changes in the zoning codes to make it easier to provide local housing with some density bonuses and some other parking bonuses, incentives. We also allow for businesses to provide temporary housing in the form of RVs or yurts or tents or whatever. So the city's done a number of things. They've created a land bank. And this has been happening over the last 2.5-3 years. So last summer, the city council decided that they really needed a group of citizens to take the next steps. And so over the last 9 months, this group has been meeting, and we've talked about what significant action steps we should take next. And we've discussed looking at surplus property that the city might have to either trade or sell and then use that return for creating better opportunities for affordable or local housing. At this point, we're a committee with lots of ideas, and we want to help the city in the best way we can. So we're going to engage a consultant to help us talk about the next strategic actions. What kind of changes should we make to what the city's already done to make those tools more effective? And then how can we prioritize what next steps we should take? And we felt we just needed a little more expertise to help us along. So that's really where our focus is right now.
Can we talk a little bit about the workforce? You're a homeowner, and I have to assume that you have seen and or heard that many of the folks who serve our food and clean our homes, who basically provide that service workforce, are finding it more and more difficult to live in the community and have to, well, commute maybe from Adams County or maybe even further. Have you seen and or heard that?
Yes, I think part of that housing assessment that the city did in 2018 looked at that very issue, and they found that 38% of the employees that work in McCall commute more than 40 miles to find employment here. Wow. And less than 17% actually live in the city. And another 38% live within 10 miles of the city. So, and I'm sure that's become more increasingly difficult as time has gone on. So that has a great impact, not just for the city of McCall, but in terms of our transportation systems and the burden it places on other communities.
What do you think McCall might need now that it doesn't have?
Well, certainly it needs some help from the state legislature. We are hamstringed, I think, as all local governments are, in addressing this issue of affordable housing, because the restrictions the legislature has placed on one of the tools that's used throughout the country and is very effective is this idea of inclusionary housing, where it says, you know, everyone, when they build a house, they're increasing the need for those service workers who now can't afford to live in this community. So everyone should maybe proportionately pay for an opportunity for affordable housing to be built, either through a fee system or for providing that housing themselves. That's a tool that's used all over, and we just don't have that here in the state. The Supreme Court several years ago determined it was a tax, but there certainly could be some legislation written that would make that not the case. It's just like impact fees. You know, everyone pays a little bit for the infrastructure that's needed. And certainly everyone is contributing to the need for more affordable housing when they build and develop here. So it seems like a fair responsibility for everyone to take on. To me, that's one of the biggest areas where the city could use some help.
I've got to point to an article that you shared with me, and this is from magnifymoney.com, titled Top Places to Invest in a Vacation Home. And on the top 10 in the nation, yes, I would fully expect Vail, Colorado to be on this list. And let's see, Marco Island, Florida to be on this list. But number one is McCall, Idaho, as far as the growth in the median value of a home in a vacation community.
Well, I think it's another challenge the community is facing because it exacerbates the income inequality, and it makes it that much more difficult for those service workers and employees to find housing when that kind of escalation, because that pushes the whole market up. So it really affects everyone.
Why do you own a home in McCall?
I love it here. I absolutely love it here. I decided when I got older, I wanted to have a good viewpoint, something to look at. And I love the community. I think from a standpoint of socially engaged people, concerned people that also love their community, it's wonderful to be in that kind of a environment.
That was part-time McCall resident Diane Cushlin, who spoke with our George Prentice about the city's unique housing affordability issues. Up next, we take a trip to the shores of Payette Lake as we continue our visit to McCall. More Idaho Matters next.